Hey, I brought ice cream. So, how are you doing? Yeah. Weird seems about right. How long were you guys together for? It's like 2.5 years, right? Yeah. I mean, you were kind of off and on for a while, but you seemed so determined Do you think there's going to be another reconciliation? Or really? Sorry, no, what makes this time different? Sorry, I'm not trying to sound patronizing. I just. Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess moving would put a stop to most things. Where to? I know she always said she wanted, well, she talked all the time about traveling, but. Oh. that's. And it's. That's permanent? Like, it's not just like a temporary job placement and then you've decided to take a break. Well, it's. I mean, that's. It's just. You almost did that with your other ex. I don't know. I mean, I guess it just all depends on the couple. That's a good point. One attempt going up in flames would definitely deter me in the future. Was that it? Or no, you said it like there was another reason. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Did you at least part on good terms? She didn't threaten you with her shoe again. That's a bummer. It would have been a little funny. I'm obviously kidding. I would have beat her right back, but I'm glad you're safe. I mean it. Uggs aside, I am really glad that you're doing okay. Weird, but okay, right? And if you're not for any reason, that's fine. You know, breakups suck and they can take the wind out of you, and it's a weird space to be. So if you are feeling any type of way, if you're having a hard time, you know, for any reason, you can tell me. I won't make fun of you. Maybe for getting her a water bottle for her birthday, that was. Well, I don't even. But your emotional baggage is. It's safe with me. I mean, I've been all sorts of wrecked by romance, so it's. I get it, you know? No, it's. Wait. You know, Tobias, that was just a, I don't know. It was a weird time. I think we both just needed the ego boost was actually, it was a little tied in to with the crying. I've said enough. I didn't even think this was going to be a topic of conversation. Oh my God. I'm not. Okay. Look. Okay. Give me an OTP and I'll give you a fanfic. Okay. That has made me weep. Stormbenders by Fandom. Dome. I don't know how it's pronounced. And I haven't read it in many a year, so I can't guarantee that it still holds up, but the title is seared into my brain, so that's gotta mean something. Oh, and you know what I do recommend, though? Always, all the time, is, now that I know you're a man of exquisite taste, My Immortal by Ebony Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's a beautiful, it's a refreshing, rejuvenating, poetic take on the tale of Harry Potter and friends. And, I mean, it's really stunning. The characterization, obviously there's going to be some divorcing from canon because it is a fan work, but it really does keep to the heart and soul of the series. And Dumbledore stays particularly faithful to the original character. I mean, I really can't sing its praises enough. I'm not fading. There's nothing to talk about. Sometimes I have a hard time. It is what it is. You don't need to pry so much. Maybe it's a secret for a reason. Yeah, did you think about that? Well, clearly you didn't. Or maybe you did and you just wanted to be a dick. Okay. What do you want from me here? Do you want a hug or do you want me to launch you across the room because I'll happily. No, that's fine. I guess I just didn't actually think that you would take me up on the. Yeah, of course it's fine. I'm not taking it back. I'm sorry. It sucks. But sometimes, okay, yeah, hug doesn't have to be over. I just, why are you the one rubbing my back? I'm fine. Yeah. Here, we'll do it together, okay? Okay, wait, no, you go up and I'll go down, okay? And you have to match my pace. Okay. I'm gonna chafe. Well, thanks. I hope it isn't too soon to say. You're better off without her.
No, I mean, look, I'm not trying to villainize her, but you deserve so much more, you know, than she gave. And I know that things had been a little rocky between you, but you're just so, I think you're just so special. Plus, you're cute. I'm just stating a fact. You can take it or leave it, but that doesn't change anything. Anyway, the silver lining is the grieving process has already started, so sooner or later, healing is gonna crest the horizon. Oh, I'm full of them. That one I got off a Snapple cap, though, so... Oh. Really? Well, I'm surprised, but that's good that you're moving on so fast. Are you sure? if you're over it that fast, then maybe you can start looking again soon. That's a little too soon, but yeah, well, there's that party coming up. You're going to that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you'll find someone there, but it's going to be pretty small. I'm pretty sure it's mainly going to be Sarah's work friends, so good luck fishing in that pond. Well, look, I'm rooting for you, okay? You can do it. You can find somebody. Well, then I may end up having to entertain you instead. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for them. They're definitely going to be missing. I'm sorry. No, you should, we should just watch a movie. No, actually, what am I, I should go. Come on. We almost kissed. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think you want it. I don't think... You don't know what it means. Yeah, but that's... That's as friends. We operate as friends. And I don't... Look, it's my fault. Okay, I should have backed off. I should have known better. I'm taking advantage. I mean, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am. I am. That's the thing. I told you that you deserve better than that, and I meant it. That's true. That's super true. And I need to remove myself from this situation because I clearly am struggling with self-control. We both need to separate and take a breath and don't look at me like that. Don't be sad. This isn't beneficial. This is just stupid. No, you're not stupid. I'm stupid, okay? I put myself here. I dug, and I dug my way deeper, and you are just having a hard night? And you want to feel better? And it's my responsibility not to fuck this up for the both of us, because I honestly can't handle being your rebound. I just can't. Yeah, I know you said that, but come on. Come on. Look at this situation. You're going through a breakup. You are trying to distract yourself. And if you want to rebound, that's fine. It's okay. But not with me. Not with me. I can't be that for you. Because you would never choose me otherwise. You never have. And I can't be that distraction. Our friendship can't survive that. Yeah, it worked out for me and Tobias, you're right. Guess what? That's absolutely, it's nothing, that's not the same at all. Because I'm not in love with him. So, you see, there is a difference. Stop. Don't say that if you don't mean it. Don't fuck around. I'm serious. I don't have the willpower to. Why do you hate it? It's a cute top. Well, then take it off me. Hey! No, it's mine. Holy shit, that's hot. I honestly forgot I wasn't wearing one. I guess subconsciously wanting to show off. Maybe a little consciously. I told you.
I'm bad at resisting temptations. Could you feel them when we hugged? I'm so sorry. Oh my God, multitasking. Yeah, you found it. Slowly. Don't stop kissing me. Where's that finger? sadist. Joke's on you. I'm gonna come just from this. Fuck, you're so sexy. Doing this with you. Oh, please don't stop. Here, let me slide down. Get these. I don't know how much I can get in my mouth from this angle, but I'm certainly down to try. Oh. Oh, I want you to choke me with that. Paid attention to mine. I want to pay attention to yours. Other side. I am doing something different, I promise. Just want to go all the way down. Slide my hands under here. Okay, now legs up. Surprised? Are you feeling vulnerable? Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Look, here, I'll just put you at ease. That part really gets to you, huh? What's this called again? The frenulum? I know the position's a little awkward, but don't fight it. Fuck, you look so good like this. Look up for me. Mm.
have to get a little handsy for this part. Lex. What I say? Don't fight it. Okay. I just want to rub against it just for a second. You ready? It's okay. I'm doing what I wanted. Oh, do you like that? Yeah? Yeah? Already your eyes are rolling back a little. Just a little squeeze. Just to get you ready. Fuck. The best possible spot. What if I... yeah, we're gonna do more of that. Oh. Are you ready? I know you are. Yeah, grab your ankles, that's it. Let me really fuck you the way you deserve. Did you perfume like this? No. You were owed better. My gorgeous little slut. So smart and handsome. Desperate. Just getting his brains fucked out. Finally. By me. I wanted to do so much, baby.
Shit, is it too much? Can you handle it? You should have thought about that before you confessed. Before you told me you loved me. What am I supposed to do with that? I just wait this long and not to fuck you as hard as I can. What if we just slow down a little bit? No, it's okay. It's better than okay, isn't it? Yeah. Does it feel so good? I told you that was just a beginner clench. Yeah, that emptied up a little bit. Fuck you harder.
Squeezes are involuntary. I can't help that.
How was that?
A little unorthodox position, but... Whoa. Dude, you were flushed. Do you need a second? Me too. Scooch over. I feel like I just went to the gym. Is this what y'all go through every time? I gotta say, I respect the ass out of that. So, oh, no, you first. Maybe a little scared. I wanted to take you at your word. I'm a little unsure, 'cause you've been so out of reach. I had just marked it off as unattainable, really. And it had just been a fantasy for so long. I was past the point, really, of thinking that that would change. I mean, I had hope, but it just never seemed to progress. Now I'm laying here, trying not to get too wrapped up in the negative voices in my head. But just, I'm gonna let one kind of seep through, okay? And I'm sorry, because I don't mean this to be insulting. I'm trying to cover the bases of my heart. Promise me that if you change your mind, that you will do it soon. So that I still have some cushion of doubt to soften the blow. You know, not to be a downer. Well, you've done a lot of convincing tonight, but... Yeah, I'll take more. Well, that, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You basically said that already, and I just wasn't listening. When did it start? The emotional distancing for you two? Like, how far had you drifted before you got to, before you broke up? Oh. Okay. That. Yeah, huh? That definitely puts me, more at ease. I feel bad smiling, but like, ooh, well, when How long has this been going on? Like, when did you start developing? Are you serious? Are you? For real? Get out of town! No, you're... that's not bad. I have you beat there by a couple months, but I guess it's not a contest. Although, in fairness, I wanted to screw the shit out of you for way longer than that, but that's, you know what, like I said, it's not, we're not competing here. Oh! Well, you can tell me all about that, in detail. I will be very happy. If you want to tell me now, if you want to write it on a card, if you want to send me a very long, sultry voicemail, I am happy with all of those things. If not all of them together, that would be really great. I'll do the same for you. Why? Why didn't you ever make a move in between? Yeah, that's fair. That's more than fair. Wow, I really can't say anything that wouldn't just make me sound like a fucking hypocrite. You know, I will say, though, for someone who is so terrified of an answer, you sure do love to pry. You are kind of nose deep in it tonight. Yeah. We had been wasting time. Not anymore. You know what, though? I will say something that maybe prevented me. I found the one thing that doesn't make me a hypocrite, other than the fact that you had a whole string of dates going on, and I have maybe had like a two or three. We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to be counting on our fingers and toes. But do you remember? When I, this is a few years ago, and so I'm obviously not holding this against you, but you heard me laugh and you turned to me and you said, "It sounds like someone just kicked a donkey." Now, see, that I will say did deter me a little bit. I mean, how the most genuine expression of pure joy and happiness springing forth from my lips, that sound of utter and pure delight, brought forth that sort of audio imagery. Now, that, see, I didn't appreciate very much. I mean, I did. I laughed even more, which fueled the fire. But, and look, it was circumstantial. Chelsea was recording. I listened to it back. You were absolutely right. Sounded like Quasimodo falling down a mountain. But I don't know. That just kind of, that one really hurt. That one really stuck with me. You didn't seem to mind a girl taking charge a few minutes ago, so let's keep that bit of sass under control. Unladylike my ass. How's that? I really liked when you grabbed it. I don't mind if it turns into a habit. Oh, can I tell you something? I've always had this daydream. It's very simple. But I thought maybe you'd appreciate the fact that I had it at all. It's this daydream where I'm just cooking in the kitchen and you come in and just smack me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck, the ice cream. Oh. Maybe it'll just be soft. Maybe it'll be soup. I don't want to get up. Hey, I have an idea. Hear me out. Okay. Maybe we do let it melt. And then we figure out something else to do.